For more Bible topics, you can go to www.biblebro.net. Hello, my name is Kent Owen, and the topic is How to Sin 101. What is sin? How can I do it? Sin is not the same for everyone. Sin is more or less a promise that you've broken. It is doing something that you said you wouldn't do. It is not doing something that you said that you would do. Some sins are universal, but other sins really depend on what covenant you're in. For example, is it a sin to eat pork? If you're circumcised into the law of Moses, then yes, it's a sin. But if you aren't in the law of Moses, then eating pork isn't a sin. Let's go on to see exactly how to sin. What is sin? That's a great question, and the answer that the Bible gives is everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness, because sin is lawlessness, 1 John 3:4. All unrighteousness is sin, says 1 John 5:17. Now, having said that, is it possible to sin if there is no law? Before the law was given, here's what Romans 5, 13-14 says. Before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death, which is the end result of sin, reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Now, how do you sin if you're not under any covenant at all? Imagine Adam, he's in the Garden of Eden, and besides keeping the garden, Adam only had one command to follow, which was, do not eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So, could Adam have done anything else to sin? Sure, and here's a small list. 1. He could have cursed God. 2. He could have made an idol out of something and started worshiping that instead of God. 3. He could have murdered his wife or his children like Cain murdered his brother Abel. 4. He could have had sex with the animals. And, you know, the list goes on and on, but the point is that evil comes from the heart, like Mark 7:21 and Luke 6:45 would say. There doesn't necessarily need to be a law to break in order for you to sin. Like, look at Cain and Abel. Cain murdered his brother Abel before there was a law that said, do not murder, but still, God punished him. You've heard people say, let your conscience be your guide, but the truth is you can have an evil conscience, like how Hebrews 10:22 would say. And if you look at Paul, for example, Paul, in one of the last chapters of Acts, is standing before one of these Roman leaders, is it Felix or Festus, I can't remember, and he says, I have lived out all of my life until this day in good conscience, which also means when he was persecuting the church before he had turned to Jesus, he was persecuting the church in good conscience. That's to say that he was doing evil things and he had a good conscience about it. Now, you can't always let your conscience be your guide. Your conscience has to be cleaned first before you can follow it. How do you sin if you're a Jew? Jews have to be circumcised and then sacrifice a lamb or a turtle dove, in order to enter into the law of Moses, says Leviticus 12. You may think that the only thing that a Jew would have to do to sin is to break the written law, but while that's true, the truth of the matter is that sin is still an issue of the heart, and it doesn't help to follow the law to the letter and disobey the spirit of the law. How to sin if you're a Christian? Now, if you're a Christian, it means that you are saved by grace through faith, says Ephesians 2:8. And if you're saved through your faith, in what Jesus has done for you, then it makes sense that whatever is not faith is sin, like Romans 4:23 says. If you do anything in doubt, and you have not faith in Jesus when you're doing it, then it's sin and you're damned. Christians are not under the law of Moses. For example, you don't need to observe the Sabbath day, but you must be sure that not observing it is right, and your conscience cannot condemn you, says Romans 14:5. Anything you do, if you have 1% doubt that it is right, and you don't do it in faith in Jesus, then it's a sin. There does not need to be a written commandment not to do that thing. If your own heart condemns you, then it's a sin. Now, here's a good example. Some people will say smoking cigarettes is a sin. And while there is no written law saying that smoking this or smoking that is a sin, my question to you is, does it condemn you in your heart to do so? Do you have 1% doubt that it is right? And if so, it's a sin. And that goes for anything. Search for some other topics on BibleBro.net, such as sinless perfection, is it possible? And where do we go after death?